This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll free here to take control of the airwaves on this live Halloween edition of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark
and Melanie.
And Mark, you got dressed up. You're wearing your Captain America outfit here tonight.
Yep. I've got a Captain America jacket over a Captain America shirt because it was cold.
Melanie and I went out with a couple of the other activists, and we did some secession outreach today.
We knocked on doors and handed people flyers, thank God.
No, we didn't knock on doors. We went out during drive time, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern, and stood out in Central Square, which is kind of the iconic New England Square here in Keene, where kind of all the protests and things like that happen, and we had our pro-secession, pro-independence, NH-exit signs. I made a new one for today that said, no Trump and Clinton, no Trump and Hillary, and then yes to NH-independence. And we got lots of positive responses, lots of waves, lots of smiles, some honks. And there was like one guy who shook his head when he drove by. So ultimately, you know, most people don't care. But of those people who respond, the supermajority respond positively. So I think it's great. I'm really excited about the future for independence, whichever way this election goes. And to me, that's what I'm most looking forward to, is all of the frustration that's going to happen whoever wins. Because whoever wins, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that are mad.
Well, they ought to be. I mean, the choices stink.
Yeah. Even sure their choices, but what's interesting to me is there are people
who
hate Hillary and hate Donald Trump, but then when you suggest that we maybe sever from this entity, they're like, no, we can't do that. Well, but you hate it.
I don't meet those people very much, at least in real life. Yeah, we'll get them on the radio from all around the U.S., but in whatever secession outreach or New Hampshire independence outreach I've done, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. There was actually a couple folks who came up to us. This was the third secession. We've been kind of having like masked secession events. We'll bring out the V masks, V for Vendetta, Guy Fawkes masks.
You get a little stack of them.
Yeah,
over here.
I've got four of them. So, you know, if anybody doesn't have a mask, I got you covered. And so we'll bring out the masks. We got the signs, and you know, we're doing our thing on the side of the road. There are people who actually will come over to talk to us, and they say good things. They're not coming over to heckle. They're not coming over to, you know, call us out or anything like that. They're genuinely curious about, you know, hey, what are we doing out there? And then when we tell them about it, then they don't say, that's a terrible idea. They're like open-minded. I asked this one guy, you know, what is it that we need the federal government for anyway? And he just started talking about how he, you know, can't stand Trump and Clinton and doesn't see any value, you know, to what the federal government brings, basically. So I think a lot of people, when you put this idea in front of them, maybe they, you know, maybe when they think about it, they'll be afraid of what happened with the Civil War ultimately, because that's usually the number one objection that you'll get.
Well, and you do have some well, that's actually the answer that the White House officially gave.
That's correct.
Which is weird.
Seceding will kill you.
Because he said, why is this? The White House said that it was a legal issue settled by the Civil War.
Right.
You don't settle legal issues with war. Usually you settle them with maybe court cases or something like that.
Right.
But that was a little bit of a threat. But I think that there is some kind of selection bias going on when you're talking about people who you talk to at protests.
Yep, that's
true.
It's
good that happens. And I usually do get a very overwhelmingly positive response at protests, but just kind of walking around in real life, that's not necessarily the attitudes that I come across.
When do you talk about secession in real life?
Whenever someone says they hate the feds.
Okay. And then they come back with, I don't want to leave.
Well, either they have some pet program that they don't want to leave, or, well, that's unrealistic, we can't do that, that's ridiculous, just kind of ad hominem, you're being silly. But at protest, yeah, at protest, like the one I went to in Portsmouth, the only person that was negative was the federal agent who identified as a federal agent of the post office, which settles for me once and for all that the post office is a federal entity.
Yep.
But that doesn't count. He told us we had to stand on the sidewalk, not on the patio of the flat patio of the post office. He was the only negative person because, I mean, he technically threatened us, but everybody else was either positive or they had, like, legitimate issues that they actually wanted to talk about. Like, they wanted to talk about how things would work. They wanted to talk about whether or not they thought the feds would then bomb New Hampshire, which there are legitimate concerns. I'm not saying,
absolutely,
we'll just succeed and then everything will be awesome.
Yeah,
it's going to be a bumpy road, for sure.
So the how things would work, what kind of questions were they asking about how things work? How in a world would a country work? I don't know. There's 200 of them out there. They're doing fine.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, I think that's unnecessarily dismissive because there are legitimate concerns. It's not like there's no concerns.
Where's the food going to come from? You know,
there were asking questions about, they were worried about trade sanctions on New Hampshire.
Probably would be those. The fact is, the federal government, if it, this is why I say you might as well wait for it to spend itself into insolvency before you.
Well, it's been insolvent for a long time.
And it's only going to get worse, right? Like, is there any turning this bus around?
No, but
okay, then
they're
that's
not gonna,
problem solved.
They're not like a person where if they run out of money, they starve to death and die. They're an entity that can keep stealing more money.
Right,
and
but
get
at some point, they have devalued their currency. So here's what happens. They have a currency crisis alongside of the devaluation of their currency. Because,
we'll talk about Venezuela, come up.
Right. Well, Venezuela is a different story because it doesn't have the world reserve currency. Once the United States Federal Reserve note is no longer recognized by nations like, I don't know, China, Russia, large trading partners, that starts a spiral that will throw everything out of whack because they're currently $20 trillion
in debt.
Except
for the part that they have this not necessarily a direct tie, but this kind of a little bit attenuated tie of U.S. Federal Reserve notes to the value of oil, because we go into countries and bomb them until they trade certain amounts of oil for Federal Reserve notes. Always be worth
that
amount of oil.
It's a contract with OPEC. And as soon as OPEC decides, okay, once the ladder begins to shake, it shakes heavily. Because once an OPEC nation begins to take something besides U.S. dollars for oil,
Then the U.S. bombs them.
Well, then the U.S. will be very, very angry, right? But what if that's Saudi Arabia and the U.S. Military is already spread thin all over the world and it has a currency crisis going on? I mean, this veneer isn't strong. I mean, yes, there are big ships out there and that sort of thing, but you can't just ramp up to a war on Saudi Arabia in 3 months. The United States has to come up with a whole bunch of reasons between, in 15 months prior to that, and they could collapse in that amount of time if all the nations of the world just basically stopped really caring that much about dollars. And it's not going to go slow. It would go fast.
Boy, I sure hope it happens in the next 4 years.
But why do you want
great?
That? Exactly.
For the fall of the United States.
But
so
then
we can
the
actually,
other... Do you think Russia
so
and China are going to be great?
Well,
yes.
Not like
the Soviet Union. No. The Soviet Union, those former countries, many of them are better off today than they were under the Soviet Union.
Well,
so, yes,
it's not like the Federal Reserve note collapses, then therefore voluntarism.
No,
that's not how
I didn't
works.
Say that. I don't care what comes after the United States. I understand that some of the 50 states will probably be more oppressive than they currently are today. I don't care. All I care about is what happens in New Hampshire, which is where there are thousands of libertarians. There are thousands more moving here because of these different migrations.
Okay, so you think that the central banks are just going to give up power because their puppet's economy fell? I mean,
I'm not saying anything about the central banks. Look, the Federal Reserve is going to be out of business if the U.S. government goes under. So,
well, but it's not really a business in the traditional sense, and therefore
it's
can't
also
go
not
out
your
of.
Traditional bank either. I mean, it's a bank that has they're the lender of last resort to the federal government.
Well, they're not really the lender of last resort to the government.
Yes, they are.
If
the government can't sell its treasuries or whatever on the marketplace, the Federal Reserve guarantees they will buy them. So the Federal Reserve will give money that they print to the federal government. It's guaranteed the federal government will sell his treasury notes or those, you know, whatever other things it needs to.
Okay, okay, that's okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a huge factor in why the government's able to increase itself in the way that it is and warmonger the way that it does. So, yes, I will cheer at the day the federal government comes crumbling down. Hopefully it won't take too many people with it. Hopefully it won't hurt too many innocent people in the process, but the world will be a better, more peaceful place afterwards.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be command to your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I think it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live dial, toll free here. Live Halloween edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want. And if you have Bitcoin, or a bunch of other cryptocurrencies. Now they hold the Jack's wallet will hold more than just Bitcoin. It'll also hold your Ether and Dash and Litecoin. Coming soon, they're going to be doing Monero in the Jack's wallet. Go to Jax.io, JAXX.io. Or you can download it from your favorite Google or Apple App Store, and there's no wallet quite like it. They've also got Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies. So if you have Bitcoin, but you want to try the new REP tokens out, for instance, you can just exchange some of your Bitcoin for the REP tokens. That's another one that they hold over at Jax. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, created by Anthony DiOrio, who's a Free Talk Live listener and supporter. He's also the founder, or one of the founders, of Ethereum. And it's super easy to back up your wallet with Jax. So if you break your phone, which it happens, you don't lose your Bitcoin if you've got your backup. So that's like the most important thing you can do. Once you install Jax, go ahead, write down that backup phrase and store that somewhere safe. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. And it was earlier, I guess late last week, when we talked about, briefly, we talked about the new Zcash that has come out, that it was controversial. It is already controversial. There's some people like Roger Ver, who is an early investor, and then some of our other listeners. We had another guy call in. I believe it was Rod who called in from Canada, who said, watch out. This thing's got some problems with it. It's got this master key thing that you have to trust the people who created this at the private company, that they've destroyed it. And he said that there's some real concerns with the Zcash. So, you know, there's definitely two sides here arguing over this new currency. But right now, Zcash is trading at around prices of Bitcoin. So, like, this thing launched at more.
Really?
Yeah. It launched with a high demand. Like, it peaked at launch and has been coming down ever since. So, it was like six times the price of Bitcoin at the very beginning.
Huh.
And then it's come down over the last few days. It's only been out for about 3 or 4 days at this point.
Right.
And it was really interesting.
How many are there? Like 12?
Good question. I don't know where you would go to look for that data. I don't know if there's like a Zcash charts site yet or not. But it was kind of interesting because I'd never really watched the creation of a cryptocurrency before. And I guess one of the ways that this is different from Bitcoin, so it was based on Bitcoin's code, but they changed it to make this a new anonymous currency with this thing called zero knowledge, which I can't even begin to explain to you right now. I started reading an article about it, and it was just like...
And you felt like you had zero knowledge when you're done?
Yeah, too late, too long. I needed to find a more simplified version of it. But, you know, a lot of these Bitcoiners who we're familiar with, like Roger Ver and Eric Voorhees. Eric is the founder of Shapeshift.io, for instance.
Yep. A lot of these guys are interested in it.
They're behind the Zcash thing. And
well, how far behind it? Are they just...
They're investors.
Okay.
And, well, that's one of the also the critiques of the Zcash, is that the investors get 20% of all the mining rewards.
Hmm.
And so some people are saying, what's that all about? That's not fair.
Now, what is that all about?
And so, I'm curious to watch this thing, curious to see what happens. And watching it from the beginning, one of the things that's different about Zcash is there's like a slow start to the mining, is what it's called. So with cryptocurrencies, these decentralized currencies that are not created by banks or governments, with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, usually what happens is the miners, the people who are doing like the hard math behind the scenes that makes this stuff work, they verify transactions, they ensure that there's honesty in the network. The miners, they get rewarded for their mining operation that they do. It's basically your computer crunching numbers constantly. And so over time, the miners get payouts in a certain number of cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And in Bitcoin, the payout started at, what was it, like 50? And then it went to 25 and then 12.5?
Yep.
Is that where we're at right now? Is 12
I believe
and
so,
a half?
Yep.
So it was like every 4 years or something like that, it would half. Or there's some amount of time wherein the mining rewards go down. And I think it also has to do with the amount of participants in the mining. So if there's a bunch of people participating... or if fewer people mine, then it might actually take longer to get to the halving. So anyway, in the beginning of Zcash, they're not starting at the maximum. They're actually starting low. So that way the people who are getting in at the very beginning of mining aren't getting tremendous rewards for it. They're giving people kind of time to get in and get involved. And so there's this what they're calling a slow start, where it starts from like zero and then goes up to whatever that first reward amount is. And I don't know what that is. Maybe it's 50. I'm not sure. I don't remember that detail. So I don't know at what point we are in this slow start mining thing either, or how long that's going to take. But that's something that's different about the Zcash. And it was interesting. I was at a rave over the weekend in Rhode Island. It's where I was on Saturday night. And I actually brought a stack of Bitcoin flyers with me because if you're at a rave, there are constantly people there flyering for other raves, and which makes sense. There's hundreds of people walking around. Why not hand them a flyer?
Your target market, right?
And so I figured, well, why not hand them Bitcoin flyers? These ravers are a natural constituency, I would think, for Bitcoin. They're young, probably average age 20. Would be my guess. So they're young, young enough to understand it, young enough to be with it, to have smartphones and things like that. And also, many of them use drugs, so they got to know about cryptocurrency. This could save a life. If they're getting their drugs on the darknet marketplaces, then they're getting the drugs they're really ordering, rather than some random thug in a club who's handing them who knows what, and then they take it and overheat and die from heat exhaustion.
That does happen.
It absolutely happens. So anyway, I was able to hand out like a humongous stack of these things in no time flat, and it was kind of funny because the reactions that I got from people. There was one girl who was like, really pretty young girl who looked at the flyer expecting it was going to be
a rave
flyer. And she looked back at me and contorted her face in the most ugly manner, ugly, confused face you could possibly imagine. It was so funny. And then there was another guy who had the complete opposite reaction. He comes running back over and he's like, "Hey, man, that's really cool that you're doing this. Have you heard about Zcash?" And so, like,
he knew already.
Yeah, the one guy in there that was really into Bitcoin was also interested in this Zcash thing.
I see.
So I'm not endorsing it. I don't know enough about it. But the fact that people like Roger Ver and Eric Voorhees are behind this thing gives it some credibility. But also, some of those critiques I heard were, they seemed like legitimate concerns about it as well. Like, that this thing could just be, this private company that made it, they could have access via this master key to the entire blockchain and just do who knows what to it.
Yeah, I can't say that I would expect that to happen, but the fact that it could is just unacceptable.
Right, and maybe there's some answer to that objection that I haven't seen yet. We haven't had a back and forth debate about it or anything like that. It's the latest hot thing in the cryptocurrency world. It had a lot of buildup in front of it launching, and that's why it launched at an incredible price. And right now, it's trading between like $507 or $900 on the different exchanges. That's if you could get a full one, which you can't even. No one's even sold a full one of these things yet because the mining is going pretty slow. Anyway, we'll continue here. Coming up, since we're talking about currency, Venezuela, for the longest time, has not increased the number of zeros on their bolivar. But they're getting ready to do that. And is this the beginning of the end for the socialist country of Venezuela? It's been getting pretty bad down there in a lot of different ways, and the financial situation has been quite dire. This is not going to make things better, but it might, keep the politicians rolling in a little bit of money for a little while longer. We'll explain all of that coming up here, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Want to build a maintenance free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Live Halloween edition of Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number that allows you to take control of these airwaves here. And we're going to get into more currency-related stuff because, you know, talk about scary news. Well, the monetary situation in a lot of these countries is pretty awful. And Venezuela is probably one of the worst right now. At least the worst that we're hearing about. Maybe there's some other country that's got it worse than Venezuela, but that news isn't making it to us. You can join us here and get on the phones at 855-453 or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Speaking of economics, what if you had but one day to teach someone about economics? What would you tell them? Well, if you don't have an answer, that's all right, because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge on how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. Fee gives you tools for that as well. Take Economics in One Day now, free at fee.org/FTL, and learn key economic concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's FEE.org/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And learn why entrepreneurship matters. It's a hard place to do entrepreneurial things. That would be Venezuela, where the government is basically strangling out any kind of attempt that a local business person might want to make. Because, well, in order to do business in Venezuela, you have to accept the bolivar, which is the legal tender there. And legal tender is a legal term. If you look on your U.S. dollars or most state currency, it will say something about that this note is legal tender for all debts, private and public. That's the government saying that if you're doing business in this geographic landmass, that you must accept the government money. If someone wants to come and buy something from you, you have to accept the government money.
And usually that's not a problem.
Well, that was true in the States up until really recently, and it's almost de facto true because the IRS will give you all kinds of trouble if you don't on a regular basis.
Are you saying I cannot accept U.S. dollars in the United
States? In theory, yes. It used to be a crime to not accept cash.
What changed?
They repealed the law.
Interesting. I had not heard that. So it's still legal tender, but not with the force of law?
Well, it's still currency, but if you are not taking, because you used to have to take cash, so now you can say, I only take debit cards or whatever.
But I have to take some form of U.S. dollars. If I wanted to open a Bitcoin-only store, I be able to do that?
Yes. It would be, well, and if you're doing it underground because it was all Bitcoin, that would be fine, but
I mean an above-ground store, like.
You might have some problems because you would have a business where all of your revenue was from trading assets, according to them, and that would get interesting. And interesting is not what you want your tax returns to look like.
So Venezuela, the story coming from Wall Street Journal, I believe. Yeah, Wall Street Journal. Their government, faced with looming hyperinflation, is planning to issue new bills in December with larger denominations up to 200 times higher than the current biggest bill. According to people familiar with the plans, the move marks an implicit acknowledgement by the government that skyrocketing prices have slashed the value of the currency. By the way, that's not usually how it works, right? It's not the prices slash the value of the currency. The currency is devalued because the government prints more out of it, which skyrockets prices. You'd think the Wall Street Journal would get that, but that's journalism for you today.
Well, these people don't know how currency works.
Well, I mean, the Wall Street Journal is not really like an anarchist publication, so they're not going to come out and necessarily admit how the Federal Reserve and central banking works.
I guess I would just expect that a business journal like the Wall Street Journal that covers economics more so than your typical newspaper would have a higher chance of understanding the basic concept of inflation, but it makes sense that they don't, because in school they'll teach you that inflation is rising prices, where in fact rising prices are a symptom of inflation, and inflation is actually the inflating of the money supply. But anyway, the biggest note in use currently in Venezuela is the 100 Bolivar bill. Now remember, this current Bolivar is actually the newer Bolivar. This is the Bolivar Fuerte, which means strong in Spanish. So it's the strong Bolivar, which is what they replaced the old Bolivar with. And I believe it was a 10-to-1 ratio, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So the old Bolivar was worth, this new Bolivar is worth 10 old Bolivar, basically. And that was, I think, 15 years ago or something like that? I forget when that happened, but it's been several years. Anyway, their current largest bill is the 100 Bolivar bill. Now, that is worth about 8 cents on the black market, turning the most basic transactions into logistical nightmares and saddling banks with crippling money handling costs. I remember watching the We Are Change channel on YouTube. Luke Radowski went down to Caracas, and they basically had to have a backpack full of cash with them just to go out and, you know, get some dinner.
The government announced on March 2007 that the Bolivar would be revalued at a ratio of 1 to 1,000.
1 to 1,000?
On January 2008.
Wow. Okay. So only about 8 years ago then.
Yeah.
The new coins and notes will go up to 20,000 bolivar, according to people close to the central bank, finance ministry, the country's banks, and bill suppliers. This would make the biggest note worth $15 on the black market. And that's at today's black market prices, which, of course, you can always check by going to the handy website, dollartoday.com, which is a site that the Venezuelan central bank actually blames for its inflation problem. So they are blaming a private website, which does nothing more than simply inform people of what the black market price of the bolivar is, or the black market value of a U.S. dollar. And the last time I was at Dollar Today was probably a month or two ago. It wasn't that long ago. It was around 1,000 or 1,100 bolivar per U.S. dollar. That's the black market rate. Today, it's 1,500.
Wow.
So the inflation is insane in Venezuela, and these guys are getting these numbers from people who are reporting to them from Venezuela. Dollar Today is a U.S.-based website run by expatriates, people who have left Venezuela. They're living in the United States, and they're, you know, paying close attention to what's going on down there. The Venezuelan government is blaming this website and the U.S. government for their inflationary problems in this in their country. It's just absolutely insane.
Well, and you can prices for things that have no inherent value have been manipulated somewhat by publications, but not to that extent. Like, you're not gonna if you publish that a stock's gonna rise slightly, that has been known to cause that. People have gone to jail for finding that out and working at stock publications that publish stuff.
Yeah.
But you're not going to, if you came out and say, oh, well, you know, this stock is going to rise by 1,000%, it's not going to do that.
Well, these guys aren't making predictions. All they're doing is they're saying, oh, this is what we're hearing. This is what people are reporting to us of what they're getting for one U.S. dollar on the streets.
And that can have some market manipulation force, but it's not going to cause the kind of hyperinflation that Venezuela actually has.
Correct. So the new coins or notes are going to, again, go up to 20,000 bolivar. The move is the latest sign of the socialist government's quiet relaxation of economic controls as it battles with the deepest recession in modern history and breakdown of basic services. Again, what are they talking about with that statement? How is the Venezuelan central bank printing larger denomination bills any kind of indication of quiet relaxation of economic controls? That has nothing to do with relaxing economic controls. That's a desperate move of a government that is inflating its money supply.
I can't think of how, you know, how that claim is associated in any way.
Now, there was a different story just within the last couple of weeks about how some price controls had been lifted in Venezuela, and that is resulting in food coming back on grocery store shelves, which was good news.
Right. Price controls are, you know, going to keep the food off the shelves.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but when governments add zeros to currency, it's usually a really bad sign that things are getting even worse. We'll continue to talk about that, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all.
it ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, in studio here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Melanie.
Coming up, we'll talk more about Venezuela and the currency crisis there, where the government is going to try to stave off the inevitable total failure by adding zeros to the currency, which, as Zimbabwe found, you can only go so far with. We'll get into that here a little bit further, and, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Hey, if you like Free Talk Live and you'd like to contribute towards the show, one of the ways you can do that is through our Bitcoin tip jar, and also we'll accept altcoins as well, like Monero or Dash. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and you'll find our Bitcoin address there, as well as a Shapeshift little Shapeshift widget that you can use to send your altcoins to us, which is super handy to use. Shapeshift.io is a great website. Anyway, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to do that. And again, that's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So we go to Skype, where David is on the line. David, where are you calling from tonight?
Yeah, Raleigh.
David in Raleigh. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, with the election coming up, I'd just like to, you know, remind everybody, stay home. There's so much. Yeah, I mean, really, there's so much more productive that you could do with your time.
Dude, I've got libertarians I can vote for. I'm gonna go and vote for like principled, liberty-minded people.
Mean,
I don't know how deserted your ballot is there.
Like libertarians?
No, I mean real libertarians.
Let him talk. So, what do you think is more productive than voting?
Well, I can. Well, the thing that jumps to mind is, I don't know, spending the time going to amp.freetalklive.com, donating. You
I
know,
agree with that.
That's great, but you can do that after you get back, right? I mean, like,
I think about my day. 1 hour to spend. It's like,
David,
do I vote or do I donate? Which one actually delivers value, right?
I concur with you completely. You'll get more value out of donating to amp.freetalklive.com.
But you can do that right now.
Right, you
can
do that right now. When I look at my day, I see a lot of wasted minutes.
Facebook
would be, you know, like some video games I play, those kind of things. Going down to town hall, and I didn't go down to town hall. I had to go down to town hall to pay them a fee for, you know, putting a plate on a trailer I have. So I grabbed my ballot while I was down there. I probably spent, let's give it the outside, 90 seconds. Getting my ballot, filling it out, sliding it back in the envelope, and sealing it up for them to count on election day. So tell me, how could I use that 90 seconds better? I mean, really?
I don't know, right? I mean, other things other than donating at amp.freetalklive come to mind. Maybe, like, spending time with your kids, right? I mean,
Let me spend time with your kid by taking him down to go to vote with you and give him a little lesson in civics.
Yeah, this is how people steal from each other, son. There's no doubt about, like, you and I agree on the results of government being bad. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. It's just that
right.
I think that if you, like, it's quite possible to incorporate the voting into your day without spending too much time doing it. A lot of times you can, you know, go on a website, have an absentee ballot sent to you, fill it out and send it back, and you're really not spending maybe 5 minutes. I have that kind of time. I mean, I consider myself to be a busy guy, but I've got the 90 seconds.
Okay, going in the forest and foraging for nuts, right? I mean,
I'll feed them to my pigs.
So
you're
at
right.
At least at the end of the foraging, you'll get nuts. If you go and spend the time voting, you're not getting anything.
All right. So look, I think it's important to point out here that I understand where you are, David, in North Carolina. There just may not be really anyone worth voting for.
Right. It doesn't help that the so-called, quote, libertarians around here are interested in telling people how to live and making people bake cakes.
And I'm not going to say that the libertarians, all of them here in New Hampshire, are perfect. But there are some of them who are pretty principled. They're running as Republicans and Democrats, and there are a few running as actual libertarians. But they've been elected. We've got Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire who, many of them are like Free State Project early movers, who've actually won election, and they've won because they've put the time into working inside the system and running campaigns, and people went out and voted for them. So there, you know, if somebody were to not go out and vote and a Liberty candidate lost by one election, I hope they would feel bad about not going out and voting for their own friend, someone who they likely actually know in person. If you're talking about voting in an election where you know, it's just Republican scumbag versus Democrat scumbag, I wouldn't blame you for staying home. But if you've actually got people who you know personally who are running for office, who you know are principled anarchists or voluntarists and libertarians, why wouldn't you want to go out and support those folks?
Yeah, I mean, and so you got a good point. I mean, if there's somebody I could personally stand behind a vouch for and say, yeah, that person's not going to, you know, be interested in, you know, being aggressive towards anybody or whatever. I mean, yeah, sure, absolutely. I would go and attest that at a ballot box.
Okay, so there you go. You need the motivation. You need the reason to go out and do it. Otherwise, I don't blame you. I mean, if it's just scumbag politicians, you might as well stay home and play with yourself. That's far more productive.
Well, which would be more valuable than going to the polling station. But mind you, that describes 95% of America.
Okay, I believe you on that. But New Hampshire's
different.
So for
the other 95%, go donate amp.freetalklive.com. It is more valuable. It will deliver more value to you than wasting an hour in line.
They're not mutually exclusive. And right. There are elections up here where they had a decent person running, and they won by one vote. There were several
elections. And we've had ones that they've lost by one vote, too.
Right.
They tied and had a coin flip in one case, too.
Right. So I've never been in a situation where the choice was something other than between scumbags and the difference was one vote. Right?
So, David, I think that one thing that we're pointing out here is that everybody's got their tolerance level. So Ian, he won't get excited about a candidate and, donate to a campaign and talk about it, really, unless that candidate specifically supports the ideas of liberty 99.x% of the time rather than making excuses. He doesn't want somebody who makes excuses.
I'll look at somebody's
voting record, and I'll say, if they're 75%, if they're right 75% of the time, wrong 25% of the time, okay, you're going to have my ballot. You can have my vote. You probably won't get my money. You probably won't get my, you'll get my qualified endorsement, but not a wholehearted endorsement. And the higher you are up on the list, the more likely you'll get the rest of those things. Some people are like, if they're 60-40, I'll vote for the one that's 60 against the one that's 40. And those are kind of the different tolerances out there. And I can't say I have a particular problem with any of them. I wish the people that, I wish Ian would be behind more of my candidates, but he's not going to be because he's got to do what's right for him.
Well, and if you are in an election where you're not in a write-in state, and I don't know if your state is or not, and there are literally two people on the ballot who are equally horrible, I see no reason why you should vote for either one of them.
But what's equally horrible? How do you rate that?
You can't decide.
Well, it's subjective, you can have two people that are just so heinous
Trump and
on
Clinton.
All things that you there's no you can't come up with the reason why one is less worse than the other.
Right.
But if that's not the case, if you have somebody that is not a good person and then you have somebody who is a horrendous person, you probably should vote in that election. Especially if it's a local election where it might matter.
And you're an anarchist.
Yes.
Saying that. So, hey, David, thanks for the call. I appreciate the thoughts about the AMP.
I'm glad somebody will call in about voting because generally, David is not a principled non-voter. David is a highly discouraged voter, is what he is.
Understandable, too.
Well, I'm actually sort of kind of principled. Well, I shouldn't
say
principled non-voter.
You just said you'd vote
right?
if there were friends running for election.
Well, I mean, not necessarily, right? I mean, if somebody was like consistently, yeah, I'm not about aggressive violence, right?
Yeah, we've got those people here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I mean, but as soon as they start jumping on the aggressive violence boat,
you shouldn't support them. But I agree.
But David, money, calling it taxation,
there's people that will say that voting itself is violence. And those people...
I can get behind that.
Well, I don't know how... Okay, let me give you a couple of examples. In two cases in my town, I participated in a vote where it was by one vote. And in one case, I was not there, and something passed by one vote. Some spending passed by one vote. And in another case, I was there, and spending failed by one vote. And... This was a large truck, by the way. It did go through this last year, so we only stopped the spending for a year. But nonetheless, we stopped it. So can you explain to me the violence inherent in the system for me preventing them from stealing money from 600 households in my town?
You're going to have to explain it in a moment. Stand by, David. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's funny that we're talking about this because during one of the breaks, you were saying you've been seeing this all over Facebook, and I was like, I haven't seen any of these non-voters, and here's one of them on the phones right now. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. We'll get David's answer coming up in Hour 3 on Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.